This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet.
Wednesday, June 18th. God's word for you today is roped and sifted. Our scripture reading is taken from Luke chapter 24, verse 49, and it says, "And now I will send the Holy Spirit, just as my Father promised, but stay here in the city until the Holy Spirit comes and fills you with power from heaven." Every major work that will be done for God must be by the power of God. God has a great destiny for you. You are made for more. But wait until you get filled and robed with power. I pray that God will robe you with power. Yes, you are made for more, made to take mountains. But wait until you are robed with power. Yes, you are made to take territories, made to take nations for God. Yes, you are made to take industries for God, but wait until you are robed with power. Luke chapter 24, verse 49 says, "I am going to send you what my Father has promised, but stay in the city until you have been clothed with power from on high." Do not rush your assignment. Wait until you are clothed and robed with power. To be released into more, the first thing is a brutally honest admittance of the current situation. Second thing is to learn to navigate the altars. The third thing is to get roped with power. And the fourth thing is that you need to be sifted to sower. Get ready to be sifted so that you can sower. Gideon had 32,000 men and God said, "Too many. You are going to take nations, you are going to take territories, you are going to take industries, but these men are too many. Tell everyone that is afraid, everyone that has doubts, everyone with unbelief, anxiety, everyone that is worried, and everyone that is fearful to go." Guess what? 22,000 soldiers left. How do you think Gideon felt when 22,000 men turned their backs and walk away, leaving him with 10,000. Gideon must have felt the blow as a leader. Trust me. Judges chapter 7 verse 4 says, "But the Lord told Gideon, there are still too many. Bring them down to the spring, and I will test them to determine who will go with you and who will not." God tests us. God tests people. God tests us. He does. God did not even give Gideon the test. He just said, "Take them to the stream and I will test them." It could be a swimming test or a floating test, but God did not say. And God tested them. He said, "Tell them to drink water and watch. Separate those that cup the water with their hands and drink it from those that go down on their falls and drink with reckless abandon." Protocol, etiquette, courtesy, uprightness, and discernment were being tested. That test was loaded, and over 300 men made it out of 10,000. And these 300 must also be those who resisted peer pressure. For you to be among 9,000 plus others drinking water in a certain way, and you still stand your ground, it shows that you most certainly are able to stand alone and not cave into peer pressure. Let us pray. Father, anoint me afresh with your Holy Spirit and with power. I invite you into my affairs. Lord, sift me. Make me fit to sow according to your design. In Jesus' name, amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.